The Cora Colts have had a lot of success in Ontario Federation of School Athletic Association, OFSAA, bowl games over the years and added to that on Saturday afternoon. Cora won its third consecutive bowl game and second Northern Bowl title in a row Saturday thanks to a 35-7 win over Thunder Bay's St. Ignatius Falcons at Superior Heights. Prior to COVID-19 canceling the 2020 high school football season, the Colts won the 2019 Northern Bowl after winning the National Capital Bowl in 2018. Colts coach Tom Annette said the offensive and defensive lines turned into a difference maker in the game. "They had an excellent line," Annette said. "And we pride ourselves on that, and our guys stayed mentally tough and eventually wore St. Ignatius down a little bit." Annette said there was a feeling out process early on in the game prior to the Colts running game picking up key yards in the second quarter en route to the win. Michael Nicoletta had 3 touchdowns on the ground for Cora while Ryan Barnes ran for a touchdown as well. "When we really busted it open was when we broke out an offensive set that we hadn't run all year," Annette said. "We had been practicing it for weeks. It's a little bit more misdirection. Once we got into that, our ball deception really caught them off guard," Annette added. "That's the set that really opened things up for us." With the game still scoreless midway through the second quarter, the Cora running game found some success. Facing a 3rd-and-1, Barnes took the snap and gained 7 yards for the first down. On the next play, Nicoletta took a direct snap for 19 yards for another first down. The series, which saw Barnes and Nicoletta eat up yards, Barnes ran the ball in from 17 yards out for a touchdown. With the convert by Jack Tuckett, the Colts would take a 7-0 lead. Nicoletta extended the lead later in the quarter when he ran the ball in from 27 yards out with 1:08 to go in the half. Add in the convert by Tuckett and it was 14-0 Cora heading into the half. With 13.3 seconds to go in the half, Falcons receiver Makir caught a 31-yard pass from quarterback Michael Danchuk to bring the ball to the Cora 10. A pass interference call on the Colts with 3.1 seconds to go put the ball on the Cora 1-yard line, but the Falcons couldn't punch the ball in. The Falcons gave the ball to running back Tyler Robertson, who was stuffed at the goal line. Annette called the play a defining factor in the game. "That was a huge momentum changer," Annette said. "That was the most important play of the game. When St. Ignatius stepped up to the line of scrimmage," Annette said the Colts saw Robertson lining up under center. "We called a timeout and after the timeout, they stuck with that," Annette said. "We just tried to plug every gap and anticipated the sneak and that's what it was. It just came down to a battle of will there and our guys were determined to not let him into the end zone." With 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, Nicoletta broke loose for a 47-yard touchdown run with help of a key block by Jacob Brown. With the convert on the play by Tuckett, the Colts' lead moved to 21-0. Nicoletta got his 3rd rushing touchdown of the day in the final minute of the third quarter when he ran the ball in from 37 yards out with 20.7 seconds to go in the quarter. Tuckett's extra point on the play made the score 28-0. In the fourth quarter, Barnes picked up his 2nd touchdown of the day on a 25-yard run. With the convert by Tuckett, Cora's lead moved to 35-0. Tyler Robertson got St. Ignatius on the board late in the game when he ran the ball in from 8 yards out with just under 2 minutes to go in the quarter. The convert on the play made the score 35-7. The major was set up initially by a 58-yard run earlier in the series. Robertson finished the day with 199 yards on 23 carries in the game. In addition to his 3 touchdowns, Nicoletta finished the day with 182 yards rushing on 16 carries in the win for the Colts. Barnes meanwhile ran the ball 17 times for 126 yards. The O-line had a lot to do with the run game. Annette said, "We made a few adjustments on the line with our splits on certain plays and that made a big difference. St. Ignatius has some really good defensive linemen. For a while we were running away from some of them, which helped us as well." Defensively for the Colts, Nicoletta, Nathan Karanen, and Lucas Malcolm had 5.5 tackles each. Elijah Plastino had 3.5 tackles and an interception while Caleb Plastino had 4.5 tackles. "We've been saying all year that to win in this city and to win in Ontario, you have to be able to run the ball offensively and stop the run defensively," Annette said. All three levels, our D-line, our linebackers, and our DBs played excellent. Our defensive staff did a good job of bringing a game plan and our players did a phenomenal job of studying it and executing it in the game. Jet Schweitzer led all defensive players on St. Ignatius with 6.5 tackles. Lucas Marinich had 6 tackles and Nico Scavarelli had 5.5. Joseph Calistro had 5 tackles for the Falcons.